We are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and in our final segment tonight, you know what? The NBA conversation, it is going to continue. One of my favorite guys on the planet, Joe George, our very own producer right here at YSR. That's right, he is back. We had to carve out some time and invite Joe on because, you know what? He's so proud of his hometown, Chicago, but all hell is breaking loose up there. Joe, good evening. It's nice to have you with us.
Good evening. Let me tell you, it's a bad time for Chicago sports, except for the Cubbies. It's bad. The Bears are bad. The Blackhawks have a lot of issues, even after a Stanley Cup. And the Bulls, well, Derrick Rose is hurt again. So
okay, so Derrick Rose, it seems like he's snake bit. He's got this injury and had surgery earlier this week. He's projected to be out 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that?
You know, it's one of those injuries. It happens. You know, last year alone, we saw Russell Westbrook, Mike Conley, and Victor Oladipo. They all had the orbital bone fracture and all missed different amounts of time. So it's one of those things. It happens. You know, it's really not that big of a deal injury-wise. I think the major concern is that this is a new offense with Fred Hoiberg coming in and running it. It's going to be very different than anything that Tom Thibodeau ever ran before. So I think missing preseason games and missing practice, that's where this injury comes into play. It has nothing to do with missing time because of his face. It's not having full speed reps in this new offense. That's going to be the problem.
That's a painful injury, though. Are you surprised more guys in the NBA don't wear glasses like the good old days, like Moses Malone or Kareem?
Yeah, it does surprise me. And you look at guys like Rip Hamilton, who played for the Bulls quite a while.
Sure.
He broke his orbital bone, and then he just adopted the mask. He wore it. LeBron wore it for quite a while. Until it really started to bother him. Same with Kobe Bryant. He wore it was all black when he wore his.
Remember.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of surprised these guys don't, because it seems like it happens pretty often, especially to the guards.
So what is the potential impact of Derrick Rose's injury, like long term? I mean, he's going to be affected or impacted the most by lack of conditioning
I think it's conditioning. I think conditioning is always the concern with Derrick. But, you know, even if he misses a couple games, maybe it's good for him. Because the less he plays, the better. I think it's going to be a key this year to see how Hoiberg runs this team. They clearly all want less minutes. Paul Gasol has already come out and said, I hope I play less minutes this year. Kind of taking a shot at his former coach because they basically worked these guys to death, Tom Thibodeau did. So I think all these guys are going to want to play less minutes. So maybe even if Derrick does miss some time, it's not really a big deal. In the first game of the season, yeah, it's against the Cavs. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, I think one of the players that got a lot of recognition in the offseason was Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah.
So, Joe, whose team is this? Is this Derrick Rose's team or is this Jimmy Butler's?
I think it's Jimmy Butler's team because Derrick has missed so much time. Jimmy's been the leader. He played to, you know, a most improved player of the year last year, a caliber. At times, he looked like an MVP caliber player, putting up close to 30 points a game for a solid stretch of 2-3 weeks. Jimmy's been really impressive. I think this is his team. Derek's talking about looking to the future in free agency. I don't know if that means he wants to play really well and have the Bulls re-sign him or if he wants to walk away. I think it's Jimmy's team, and I don't know why they talk a big game about being friends. I foresee the biggest breakup since Kobe Shaq coming in 2017.
Okay, Joe George with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports and also go to podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. You can listen to all of our podcasts. You can listen to our fabulous interview with our awesome producer, Joe George. Also, okay, so we're talking about the Bulls, but let's transition here. Let's talk about, there are already rumors circulating about Kevin Durant and where in the world he's going to land. You know, he's a free agent, July of 2016.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Kevin Durant because I think he plays with a guy in Russell Westbrook who is the next version of Kobe Bryant and Carmelo Anthony.
Absolutely.
Guys that no one wants to play with. Who's ever going to play with Kobe Bryant? Nobody. Paul Gasol. Paul Gasol is not a superstar. He's a star. No superstar has ever gone to play with Kobe Bryant besides Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. He lasted a year. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it just doesn't work there. And I think that Durant will leave, and I think he will go somewhere where he can be the star, and guys will come to him. And I think people have made really solid points. The Lakers are going to be competitive this year. They will not make the playoffs, but they will be competitive. D'Angelo Russell is going to be a very good player, as will Julius Randle. Roy Hibbert will be solid at the center position. And Jordan Clarkson is a very good player as well. Kobe's gone. That's Kevin Durant's team. He steps in. They're a top four team next year, the following year.
Yeah, but they've got a new head coach in Billy Donovan. How much of a distraction is this? People are already talking about free agency. I mean, it's going to be important that he really zeroes in on the task at hand.
Well, I think a lot of these guys should be used to it by now. Ever since LeBron left for the first time, it really, the media just takes this and they love it. And really, I guess it started with Dwight Howard because it was, well, I don't know if I'm going to stay in Orlando. I don't know if I'm going to leave. Durant's done a pretty good job of shutting it down. Even back when Team USA camp, he said, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm focused on this season. I think that's the type of player Kevin Durant is. He's going to focus on this season, and if he wins a championship, of course he's going to stay. He's not going to leave if he wins a title. But if they don't make the playoffs or if they're towards the bottom, when I think it's all possible this year with the Thunder. I have no clue what to expect. They could be 1-8 or out of the playoffs. I have no clue what to expect from this year with Billy Donovan.
Okay, the preseason is here, but the NBA season will be underway here in just a few weeks. We're hooping it up, going one-on-one with our producer at YSR, Joe George. What do you think is the most interesting storyline coming into the 2015-2016 season?
You know, I think the most interesting storyline this year is just the health of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving missing time already. As well as Iman Shumpert, 12 to 14 weeks. He's out. Tristan Thompson's not even signed yet.
Is he really worth $80
million? No. He's a defender. He's like the Dennis Rodman of the new.
I need to hire his agent.
Yeah, right? Like, and he isn't signed yet. I think it's the Cavs this year. I think there's a lot of turmoil there with Tristan Thompson and a lot of injuries going on. Kyrie's never healthy. And every year, I'm just waiting for it. Not to sound like a bad guy.
Let me jump in here. What ultimately do you think will happen with him? I mean, how long is he going to hold out?
Who knows? I don't get this. If you want to get paid, just show up and play. Sign a one-year contract. You'll be an unrestricted free agent next year. And sign a big DeAndre Jordan contract. If you think you're that good, go prove it to me. That's what I'm looking for. What I was saying, I don't want to be negative, but I'm always that guy that's waiting for LeBron to get hurt. He's been playing for so long. It's bound to happen at some point where he's going to miss a season. So I think it's the Cavs this year. They're definitely the most intriguing storyline.
Okay, the most overrated team this season in the NBA.
It's funny. When we talked NBA right after the end of the season, I thought the most underrated team was the Miami Heat. Magic Johnson has now made them the most overrated team by far. He said that they're the only one of two teams that could win the East this year, taking out the Bulls, taking out the Wizards, completely saying that the Heat are the second best team in the conference. I don't buy it one bit. They're going to be good. I have them as a top four team. They will not get past the Bulls or the Cavs. It's that simple.
Okay, Joe George, our producer at YSR, has been filling in and closing out tonight's show. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I look forward to our conversations coming up here in a few weeks.
Anytime.
That, of course, was Joe George, our producer at YSR. And time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Chuck Cooperstein, the radio play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Mavericks. Jeff Snook, the author and sports writer of Sooner Nation. Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. Stuart Stevens, author of The Last Season, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football. It is a delightful read. And Ruben Frank, co-author of the Philadelphia Eagles Playbook. As a reminder, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at the Big E Sports Show at Yahoo Sports Radio.